We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Christine Larson is with us. She's actually an astrophysicist, I do believe.
Yeah, I was going to do that, and then I decided to get into radio. astrophysics, history of astronomy. Women in Science, Science and Society. Christine, you have enough titles. The show's over.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, sorry. We don't have time to talk, but it was really fun. Yeah.
All right, so what's going to happen before Christmas? An asteroid 1 mile wide is going to skim Earth? That sounds dangerous.
Oh, well, if it really were skimming us and we got like a burn from it, that would really be bad. But no, this thing is going to pass by 7 times further away than the moon is. That's like 1.8 million miles, which, you know, in the cosmic scheme of things is, you know, a little close. But
yeah.
NASA and astronomers have gotten really good at finding these objects and tracking their motion. And if you ever see me building a shelter under my stairs in my basement, then you can worry.
Okay.
But until then, no, there's nothing under my stairs right now, so we don't have to worry anything about this. But there's a chance that people can go out and see a comet in the night sky this week.
Where?
Yes. If you can find the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters, a small group of stars that sort of looks like the Little Dipper.
I've been looking for the Seven Sisters for years unsuccessfully. So.
Yeah. So it's in the eastern sky. It gets higher in the sky as the evening goes on. And all you need is a pair of binoculars to see this comet.
Wow.
And because the moon is a very slender crescent right now, it makes it a lot easier to find. And if you go to our website, www.ccsu.edu/astronomy, there's finder charts, and there's also information about the comet and about the Geminid meteor shower, which is going to be peaking on the evening and morning of December 13th and 14th.
This is a dangerous neighborhood in which we're living.
Well, there's lots of cosmic stuff out there, and as long as it gets close enough to put on a show but doesn't harm us, I'm all for it. Grab the popcorn and watch the show.
Okay, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead, Ray.
Well, I was just saying, one of my favorite books is called Lucifer's Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've probably read it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about a comet that hits Earth and the destruction to follow, basically the end of civilization. You were kind of mentioned this in passing, but if an asteroid were to hit the Earth, I mean, of that size, what would it do?
Well, generally, the rule of thumb is that the hole in the ground is 10 to 20 times bigger than the object that hits.
So it'd be 10 miles.
Yeah, at least 10, 20 miles. And that's just the hole in the ground. There, it would obliterate things for hundreds of miles in every direction. It would just be generally very, very bad. The asteroid that took out the dinosaurs was estimated to be somewhere between maybe 5 to 10 miles wide. So, yeah, you don't want anything large hitting the Earth.
Back to your shelter.
So how do we know there's nothing out there that's going to do that?
Well, like I said, we've gotten really good at tracking these objects. And we have something called the Torino scale, which is sort of like a worry a little bit, worry a lot, build a shelter under your stairs, don't bother building the shelter because you'll die anyways. And there are no objects with a high ranking on the Torino scale that are in danger of doing anything nasty to us, at least not the ones that we found. And like I said, we are aggressively looking for these objects and monitoring their every move.
All right, well, that's a relief.
Just another movie, Contact. Do you like that?
Yes, of course.
Well, I thought that was great, you know, where you have the radio telescope and then the signal and boo, boo, boo. I mean, that was pretty. Are you seeing more interest in the student body in what you particularly specialize in?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a lot of students who are interested in taking different astronomy classes. And what really warms my heart is I still have students that want to physically look through a telescope. I mean, you know, nowadays you can look on your screen and you can look through these cameras of automated telescopes.
But right.
Students really want to look with their own eyeballs, which is really heartening.
Is that the biggest change, Christine, in tracking these things, is the modern technology?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, if we just had to rely on people or even just simple photograph, remember old photographic plates? You know, that wouldn't do. But now with these automated telescopes, with the electronic CCD chip cameras, we can monitor the entire sky and really keep an eye on things.
Cool. Well, Christine, as always, it's great. Thank you for getting on with us. So, okay,
we'll be over with. Food supplies for your shelter tomorrow.
No,
you're always welcome.
But the thing is, once again, we're on a comet watch, which will be coming up in the next couple of days, right?
Yep. You can see it anytime it's clear and over the next week and even beyond. But now's the best time to be looking for it.
All right. Give us your website again so people can track it.
www.ccsu.edu/astronomy.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
Always
Thank
a
you,
pleasure.
Doctor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.